that now. At this time, I am honored, very, very honored, to introduce the co-founder of this wonderful CEA House Fellowship, because without her, we would not be here today. So please welcome Ray Z to come up. Your food. You know, it's always about food, huh? It's always about standing in line and get what we want, huh? It's not really about food. It's all about life, how we live our life. I work this program to the hilt, only for one reason, to learn how to live in the outside world and learn how to live in who I am. And it works. Try it. It works. This is the 14th Annual World Service Convention. Congratulations, 14. As some or all of you may know, this year I reached an important milestone in my life. I am 90 old. And very grateful for a life filled with the guided by this wonderful program of recovery. As I reflect on milestones, the program's milestones come to mind 30, 60, 90 days, and also birthdays. Actually, every day and sometimes every hour can be seen as a milestone as we trudge the road of our destiny with the help of our higher power. As the work of our program continues, so that we can have the opportunity to reach our personal recovery milestones, it's the work of our fellowship, each and every person in our program doing service that keeps it alive. Each year we come together for this convention. I looked up the meaning of the word convention. In the dictionary it said, general agreement on or acceptance of certain guidelines and our attitudes. Our convention this week is truly necessary to confirm for our agreement and acceptance of all of our practices and most of all our attitudes. In CA Howe, one of our certain practices that we welcome and accept is our positive ways of conducting ourselves. We all agree that negative thinking is part of our disease, so keep a positive attitude is one of the best learned practices of our program. In my experience, the absolute best way to maintain a positive attitude is by giving service. Yes, I said giving service. I know that sometimes giving service isn't always 100% positive experience, but my willingness to serve keeps me directly connected to my willingness to work on my recovery. As we all work on our recovery at this convention, which means we are in agreement and acceptance of our program and all it brings to us, I would like to acknowledge all those who do service. You know who you are. All those who are here are doing some form of service just by being here and participating in this convention. Put together, though, all the hard work of many, and especially especially the World Service Office. Thank you, Pamela. Would you please sit down so we can give you a hand? Would the World Service staff please stand? Let's give them another great hand. Speaking of service, I would like to acknowledge all those who have traveled distance to be here. Please stand if you have traveled more than 100 miles within California. 100 miles within California. I know who you are, so stand. Now those who have come from another country. Everybody here comes. Everyone here, whether you come from near or far, deserves an applause. Everybody stand and look around and show your love. A thousand thanks to every person who has crossed my path, and the path of so many others is doing everyday service, large and small. For without each and every person, I would not have reached this milestone in my life, and the program would not have reached your milestone. Let's continue to make this program and our recovery the number one thing in our lives. That those who want this program will reach their own recovery and milestones for years and years to come. I ask you one thing, only one thing. Always remember to say to somebody, what can I do for you? Thank you so much, and God bless you.